This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. We are in Grand Rapids for our ongoing series, Artisans of Michigan. When I got to her studio, Kate Lewis was adding to a big plastic bag of clay balls before she got to work at her pottery wheel.
It's easier to get them centered on the wheel. You want it to be kind of a perfect circle on the wheel. So I found if I start with a circle-ish shape, then I'm that much closer to getting where I need to be.
And you weighed each ball before you sat down to the wheel.
Yep. Today we're making 7-inch plates, so I found if I weigh out 1¼ pounds of clay, that's just about right.
Her business is named Kate Lewis Ceramics. She does ceramic art installations, but we're here to learn about her functional pottery, which includes jars, mugs, bowls, plates. She smacks down one of the balls of clay on a disc and turns on the pottery wheel. Her fingers press, guide, coax the clay into the shape she wants.
I think with clay, you have to find the balance between pushing it and getting it to do what you want it to do, and then being gentle with it and kind of just understanding how it's going to be shaped with your hands. Finding that balance is what I find interesting, where it's like you have to find the balance within yourself, and kind of helps with your personal practices as well as your pottery practices to find that balance.
This day she's making very simple rustic plates for the Sauvignard restaurant. They'll be used to serve up s'more broad. I hope I'm saying that right. It's a Nordic open-faced sandwich topped with meats, cheeses, and vegetables. This, pottery, is what she wanted to do since finishing college.
But I didn't fall in love with clay right away. Like, my first project dried out too much and I couldn't keep working on it. I had to start over, and I had this large project explode in the kiln, and my teacher told me I could glue it. It was like in 1,000 pieces maybe, and in the end she let me just remake it, which was nice.
Prior to clay, she'd worked with jewelry, photography. This was different, but staying with the clay, getting a feel for it, won her over.
At the end of that first class, I just had really connected with the medium, and when I took the second class, which was focused on the pottery wheel, I thought, like, maybe I'm crazy, but I really feel like I'm a potter. Like, I feel like this is what I am.
But just being a potter has not been enough. She wanted to share her passion, and now she has what she calls her dream job. She teaches kids pottery at an after-school program at a community center. Lewis graduated from Michigan State University with a degree in fine arts and a second one in English. It took her several years before she realized she could combine her love for words with her ceramics by writing things on them, writing on mugs. She even does what she calls hip-hop pottery with a local hip-hop artist.
I've been working with Dante Cope for a while, and even writing his album names on a mug, and then he uses that as the album cover. But the most requested quote from last year, once I wrote it on a mug, was, "You know that I'm the dopest." So after I made one of those, I had several requests. It's just a fun way for people to discover that there's a thriving hip-hop community in the city.
Kay Lewis says it's harder for her to sell her products than it is to make her products. She says she's definitely an introvert, and it took a while to learn to engage the people who were interested in her pottery when she's at street fairs or farmers markets. But she's learned to enjoy the interaction. She says there's one thing she has to tell everyone because of misperceptions. Yes, handmade pottery, when it's made right, the way she makes it, is microwave, dishwasher, and food safe. She says handmade ceramics, a good way for you to enjoy art in your everyday life. Kate Lewis Ceramics, our latest Artisan of Michigan. Support for arts and culture coverage comes from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.